Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Influence Unplugged. I am your host, Lindsay Watson. I am super excited to announce our guest for this evening, Miss Carmen Bell, the one, the only Carmen Bell. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So Influence Unplugged is really about giving space to the African-American community. We have had just an amazing time getting to know everyone's stories. I often say we have so many chances to talk about what we do, but not as many to talk about who we are and what has motivated us into the things that we do. So that being said, Ms. Carmen, we've known each other for a few years. I've gotten to know, I feel like it's just the tip of the iceberg. But why don't we start off, if you don't mind, sharing a little bit about what you are doing currently here in the Lehigh Valley. And then from there, we'll dive into a little bit of your why.
So currently I work for United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. I am the Senior Director of Healthy Aging. And my mission, my goal in this role is to make sure our older adults across the Lehigh Valley have access to the information and resources they need to lead a good quality of life. So I believe that if you know what your choices are, you're in a better position to make decisions that really support your family and the things that you're trying to do. And that's the primary purpose. So whether that's access to food, access to medical care, access to other people so you can build a social network, and access to programming that is fun, but it's also educational and helpful is the goal that we're working for. So that we look at our older adults as being the important members of our community that they are, and that they are included and not excluded. So we're worried about isolation and loneliness, and we want them to be part of our community because they bring a wealth of wisdom. We also want to be that community that says, so if you need help, though, we got you. We're going to connect you to the things that are going to help you overcome whatever challenges you're facing.
I love how you explain it. And some of the things that really, really just stuck out, inclusion and combating loneliness. You are very involved in the community. You've got clearly a passion to support communities that need continual engagement. And sometimes it requires extra steps to open the doors for that engagement. What do you think in terms of sustainability when it comes to this Lehigh Valley community and us being able to engage with all generations, all levels? What do you think it's going to take in 2025 for us to be successful with sustainability in consistent community?
I think we have an obligation if we are trying to be leaders or setting ourselves up as leaders in the community to talk to constituents about all of the things that are possible and not necessarily say, here's what I'm doing or here's what I believe, but do you know that this exists? And so for me, that's not just about connecting people to resources. That's also about your social and your civic life. Are you a voter? Are you taking purposeful stand as to how you want your community to be led? And so the part about connecting people to information is not just about their healthcare and their food resources. It's also about letting them know why their involvement in civic activity is important, how it directly impacts them, and how they can have a say about the community that they're building. I think we just have to continually impress upon people that you really do have the power to build the kind of community that you want to live in. But it's not easy and it takes some work, but you have to be engaged and involved and you have to be informed. So I think we need to go about making sure that we're informing our community about the things that we believe are important, about how they get connected to those things, and then to be there as a guiding hand if that's what they want us to do.
So well said. And it took some time for things to evolve for you in your career. You're not from the Lehigh Valley originally. You've been here for some time. Let's dive into your why, because what you're saying is very important. And I know that our listeners are going to be able to identify with the need for inclusion, wanting to understand and know where these resources are available, how to tap into them, and how to get involved. So behind the scenes, can you walk us through a bit about your journey into this space? What experiences and influences led you to pursue a career in this field?
I'd say first and foremost is I needed a job. Okay. We can just start there. I was here and I needed a job and I was offered an opportunity to work at Atlanta and working with the older adult community and their interactions with our door-to-door service. But I think even prior to that, you know, my mother No, we're originally from New York. I am. She's originally from Alabama. May she rest in peace. She was starting to have her challenges, and we thought about where she needed to be. And so she eventually came to live with me, and I was amazed by what I didn't know about the challenges that we face, about the decisions I would have to make as I'm trying to navigate her care. So it's one thing when you're taking care of your children, you may have some hesitancy, but you just go full bore ahead. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. This is how it's going to be done. And there's no pushback on that. You're just like making that choice. And with my mother, I realized that she was willing to let me drive part of that ship, but she also wanted to be in it in a way that a child is just not in it, right? So trying to be respectful of that. And then also just noticing in her various iterations, whether she was in rehab or long-term care, or wherever she was, the way that people were interacting with her. And my mother passed away almost 6 years ago now. She was 95 when she passed away. Her challenges were primarily physical, but mentally, her mind was strong. We talked about politics. We talked about her great-grandchildren, my grandkids. We talked about my siblings, whatever the news of the day was. So she was very informed and very aware of who she was and where she was and what her challenges were. But I noticed that people around her did not give her that same kind of space. You know, they would come into the room and say to myself or to my daughter, "What does Clara want to eat today?" We would say, "Well, Clara's right here and she's awake. So you could just ask her what she wants, or if she wants XYZ, or does she want to go to the rec room and, you know, play bingo? Like, she's right here." And so I started to notice that people just being ignored. And I had my own interactions with that. And so when the opportunity at United Way came up, it's like, oh, okay, this is right in the wheelhouse that I'm looking at. I need to understand what resources are available, what things we can count on to assist in her journey. I need to be in a place where older adults are not stripped of all of their power, like where that matters. And I even at the same time, I'm aging, and I was beginning to notice in certain situations where people were kind of talking past me or not thinking that I had something valid to say. And it's like, not loving that. So it all kind of, things kind of came together, like all together. I was at Atlanta. The opportunity for United Way came up. I was still trying to manage transitions that my mother was going to. I was very involved politically and trying to advocate for certain things. And then I'm on my own aging journey. So it all just kind of came together. I believe that, you know, that was God saying, "This is where you're supposed to be."
I love that. It's a beautiful journey when the journey is very personal and you have the ability to experience the personal but separate and look at what the need is, right? And then go to the masses and introduce a solution. Thank you for sharing your journey. I think this is probably something that flows and comes easily for you, even though I know there's tough times within this, and you're also involved with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which we're going to talk about a little bit. So there's processes and legislature and all the things that we need in order for services to be provided consistently and as equitably as
Yes.
possible, right? But I'd love to, because this is Influence Unplugged. We are honoring our African American leaders here in the Lehigh Valley. That's what this show is all about. So as a leader in community, as a leader in this space as well, and as a woman of color here in the Lehigh Valley, what have you seen over the past few years that have changed in terms of progress for people like us here in this community?
I can speak to it from my own personal perspective. There's less asking, "Can I be at your table?" And more of, "I'm at the table. So I'm showing up. I'm here and I've got something to say because I'm part of this community and my voice needs to be included." So I'm not asking for permission. I'm just assuming a position, if you will. I think that's part of it. That's part of my own personal journey. Instead of like, "Oh, should I say something?" Yeah, I'm going to say something because this is important. And I, you know, just as I watch older adults and how they are stripped of their power, it just reminds me of people of color and how they have been historically stripped of their power, or should I say, we've not claimed our power. And I'm just gotten to a place in my own life where it's like, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to be there. And I'm just going to put these things out on the table. And that's what's important to me. I also think that it's important to just be informed. So just work that you have to do. You can't just say, I'm going to be at this table. Here's what I expect. You need to come prepared. In addition to speaking up, you need to talk about what's important. You need to understand what's at stake here. You need to understand who the players are as best you can. And then try to work your way into it. You know, you don't have to tell everybody what you're doing. You don't have to tell them your whole game plan. You can be quiet and just absorb the information and then pick your battle as to, it's like, this is the thing I'm going to step out on because I have been researching and thinking about it, and talking to other people about it quietly all along. And now I'm going to be at this table and I'm going to start to exert some influence there. So I think that's the difference. It's like, no more shrinking wallflowers, but rather, like, I'm here. I'm stepping up. I got something to say. Some people may not like it. That's okay. I may not like everything you have to say. And that's all right. That's what a natural discourse is. That's what happens when you just engage people with respect and with an acceptance of their right to be at a certain place. Like, there's no questioning whether I can be there. I'm just here. And I'm engaged because I'm part of it.
That's so beautifully said, Ms. Carmen. There are so many nuggets that I know anyone listening is going to hear, and they're going to hear from the experiences that you've had and your why, and now you showing up in confidence. The underlying theme that I'm seeing as well is people no longer being afraid of being judged or criticized because they want to speak up in spaces where they haven't historically either been able to or thought that they could. A lot of times we just don't think we can, but we can, right? And we are heard and valued and received for the most part. So we have a growing diverse community here in the Lehigh Valley. And so I know that you're also involved with helping to contribute to processes and procedures and legislature for the Commonwealth. Can you talk a little bit about that if you're allowed to?
I'm a Democratic State Committee person. So I'm part of the Democratic Party. And I attend their meetings. We vote on who we're going to endorse to run for particular offices. And then we bring back what the national party is saying to the state party. We're the local lever that brings that back into our community and saying, here are the candidates that we're endorsing. This is why we're endorsing them. This is the impact that it has and could have on your family and on your community. That's an important role. And I try to register people to vote. I try to encourage people to understand the power that certain positions will have over their life and why it is critical for them to be engaged with that. And I also encourage people, just because you don't get the outcome that you wanted in a particular election or in a particular issue, that is not the time that you step back. That's the time that you lean in and examine not what somebody else did, but what did you do or what could you have done differently or better in order to get the outcome that you're looking for. So I think it's really just important for people to understand the power that certain positions have on their life. That judge that you don't vote for could be in office for 10 years and he will rule on things like your divorce, your child support, the visitation, all kinds of things, what you're obligated to do. You know, if you get in trouble with the law, that's the person that's going to be looking at you and deciding, sometimes with a combination of the facts, as well as how they perceive you and what they think you deserve. So how are you going to show up for that? Because it's not just about the law. It's about what they think you're going to do going forward. So I think we just need to be educated around these things. And I think it's important to take a position. So there are some who don't involve themselves in the election process and all of that. And I said, you're leaving your decisions up to someone else. It doesn't mean that we're always going to win, but it means that if we have a collective voice, we can get to a certain outcome. Sometimes that works the way we want, and sometimes it doesn't. But I don't think that voting and civics is just a right. It's also a privilege and a responsibility. And so we have to be invested if we're trying to build community. So should we just tear all the systems down and then what? So the choice that I made was like, well, That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to be in the system and see what influence I can exert that way. That's a path that I've chosen. So maybe somebody else chooses a different path, but I try to talk to the legislators who are our elected officials here in the city of Allentown. And because I have their ear, just come from the perspective, this is how I want to be treated. This is how I think all people want to be treated, which is fairly and honestly. What can you do about that for me? And as it particularly pertains to either education policy or any other policies that you're enacting. And if I don't agree, then I'll say I don't agree. On my work side, also just talking to the county and others about funds that have come into our community. Are you asking me for my opinion about where I think those funds should go? Well, I have some ideas, and just try to elevate and lift up things that are going to be of benefit to the whole community. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you got to be at the table. And one of the things I like to say to people I'm talking to is like, you have to work the table that you're at, not the one that you want to be at, but the one that you're currently at. So here's where I'm sitting. I'm going to work with what I have right in front of me right now, and not stew about what I don't have, but rather about, this is what I got right now. What am I going to do with that? Because that's an opportunity.
Love that. Everything you shared, such great nuggets. Hopefully everyone listening will be uplifted by that, because we all are at a table. And being able to make the most of that as we build and grow up is, I think, wonderful advice and definitely digestible.
I think it's important to remember that we are not here by ourselves. We don't necessarily have to solve our society's problems, but every little bit that we do is a stepping stone for the next that comes along. So once I said to myself, just in the things that I was doing, it's not my job to solve everything. It's not my job to solve how elders are treated, but it is my job to take this one little step here to say, we can do better, and here's how we can do it. And so that's me standing on somebody else's shoulders.
Yeah.
And going forward, someone's going to stand on what I started. It's just kind of freeing to say, I'm a cog in the wheel, and I'm okay with that, because I know that cog is very important, and that the steps that were taken before me allowed me to do the things that I'm doing. The steps that I'm taking now will allow others to do the things that they're doing, and so forth and so on. It's very freeing, realizing you don't have to solve all the problems, but that you play an important role. So that's what's important to me.
I love that. And I thank you so much for joining us. This has been a wonderful just glimpse into your journey. All the things that have led you to where you are at this point, but you are by no means stopping anytime soon. So we look forward to continuing to experience the impact you make in this community. So thank you so much, Ms. Carmen, for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Lindsay. It's been my pleasure to be here.
All right, everyone. Well, this is Influence Unplugged. I am your host, Lindsay Watson. Thank you for joining, and we hope that you have a great night.